What did the hat say to the scarf?
That's a wrap.
No.
Man, I don't know why.
It's kind of close.
Yeah.
You hang out here. I'll go on ahead.
I like that. I actually was anticipating something and it wasn't that. So that was good. I like that.
Hey, you were close though. I would have imagined something with a rap or something like that.
You go ahead. No, I'll go ahead. Yeah, I like that. That's good.
I'll go on ahead.
Gotcha.
Yeah. see what the hat did there?
Got it. Yeah, that was good.
Anything but credible?
Right now. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Anything But Credible podcast, aka the ABC Pod, aka episode 167, I think. Aka the IC Pod. It's IC out right now. So we're kind of.
So
we thought we'd be trapped in, but we're not really trapped. It's just kind of. They said it was going to get icy. It's not really icy, but it's kind of icy.
No, like sidewalks and steps are icy. Yeah. Everything else is fine.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But it's icy out. I mean, you gotta be careful. Still.
I stay icy, bro.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So, with that, also man down. Griff is out. So shout out to Griff. What up, dude? But me and Keith once again. Let's say what up to him. Actually, Kill K, aka Uncle K. What's up, dude?
Yo, what up, world? Life's lit. Too lit to quit. Gang, gang. Let's get it.
My name is Dugs, and as we always say, we appreciate you checking in for another week of weirdness. Speaking of weirdness, this episode is going to be a little weird, a little goofy, because yeah. We said before, you know, when the new year came, 2020, we wanted to do something different. We're going to make our own rules. We're going to switch things up. We're going to be much more casual, much more relaxed. Part of that is the scheduling, just kind of whenever. But also, I think things happen, you know, and like weather comes and things get icy and plans get delayed and change. So icy. And we just decided, you know what, man, we weren't able to really put the time and effort into getting a theory. And so we just said, okay, we'll go without a theory. We've done it before on special episodes, right? That's the whole kind of gimmick behind it is no theory. But I don't know if we've done a non-special episode without a theory. So we might be breaking new ground here, but that's okay because it's new year and we're making our own new rules.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, honestly, I think it'll work out just fine.
It definitely will. It just comes down to, I mean, we're just going to supplement with a little bit more weirdness, but that's the name of the game though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So.
Oh, do we still have a word of the day?
Of course.
Or word of the week.
Yeah, I got that ready. Yeah, okay. I got that ready. Yeah. Okay. I guess that will probably be what we'll end it on. I mean, that's not much of a huge ending note, but I mean, what else?
It'll leave the listeners educated.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe we'll turn to an education pod.
Really
scary.
Have you heard our trivia? That's not going to happen.
I know.
Oh, shit. I'm talking to the champ.
That's right. I was going to say, all I know
fucking
is
champ.
You better watch it with the reigning champ around. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, got the fucking belt.
I think I got more compliments on winning that than I have in a lot of things just in life in general, like recently, within years probably. People were so surprised because I think it was the most surprising. Like, oh my God, congratulations. That is amazing. I'm like, people treat me like I just had a child or something, you know?
Well, I mean,
so happy for you.
It was a big feat.
Like, Jesus.
I'm happy for you.
It was this double sided thing where I had, you know, obviously I was grateful and I said thank you, but at the same time, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, this is terrible that this is such a surprise to people. You know, it's so bad that people are so overwhelmingly like, wow.
Shit. You know, if we would have thought we were going to do a bunch of trivia, we should have started doing records in the actual titles to know where everybody stands.
What do you mean? Explain.
So, like, special episode, random trivia, and then, like, somehow get our records in there.
Oh, you mean, like, me, you, and Griff's records?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That is a good idea. We should definitely try and do that.
Yeah. I don't want to force anybody to re-listen and keep a record.
We could do that. We could do that easily. I need a running total.
Because I think Grifford's won more than me. I really think that.
I'd be interested. You know, I'd be actually very interested to look at that because we've done way more trivias than I think we all think. We've done a lot of trivia episodes.
I think so too.
I think we're upwards close to 20, to be honest with you. Just trivia.
Really?
I bet.
I could see it. We almost started off with like our first special episode, I think, was trivia.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first few. When we were trying to figure out if we wanted to do anything differently.
Yeah.
I mean, even way back to when we did the dog collar thing, that was trivia still.
Yeah. That's,
the shock collar. So I feel like even when we were doing stupid things that we were just trying out, we were still always focused around trivia, I feel like.
Did we do a one chip challenge then the trivia?
That's a good question. I don't know. Did we do anything after the one chip? I don't know if I could function after that. That hit me really hard.
That was rough. But I just saw a video
of somebody. Was that you who was somebody was doing the one chip challenge at work?
Yes.
That was you?
Yeah.
How did that person take it? I can't remember. I didn't watch it all. I just saw something about it.
He ate it. We had ice cream ready.
Did he struggle or no?
He struggled, but he wiped his eye.
Oh no.
Yeah, he wiped his eye. Oh no. Like he had to chill out under the sink for a while his eyeball just rinsing.
That's bad.
Yeah. It was pretty rough for him. As far as the chip goes, I think the second time was worse for me.
Was that with us, right?
I think so. Yes, that was with you guys.
It's funny that that's still a thing. You know, I thought it would be a fad.
Yeah.
I guess they're still selling them.
Oh,
yeah.
You
have to buy them online and stuff and all that still, too?
I'm sure, yeah. Did you keep a coffin?
Actually, I don't know. No, I don't think so.
I think I still have one at work on my desk.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, that was no fun.
Well, glad that they survived. I mean, I'm telling you, man, that hit me hard. I didn't think it would be. I was like, listen, I went in knowing that it would be tough, but
yeah,
it really screwed me up big time.
Wow.
For days.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Days.
Yeah, my stomach was, it just wasn't in the right spot, man. I mean, and you know when you can just, not necessarily adjust your stomach, but you know when you could just tell that your body's off?
Yeah.
Everything about it was off, man. I just felt like there was, not like there was like an internal burning or anything, but I just felt that
not great.
Something was going on. And I don't know if maybe I was just in my own head, but 100% on top of all of that. Yeah. Anytime I went to the bathroom before, I say, if, let's say that was a Friday night we did that. Yeah. I would say by Monday night for sure. Anytime I went to the bathroom, it was a struggle. It was bad. Yeah. It really affected me.
Wow.
I don't have an iron stomach anymore, man. My stomach is just, I should have known from the get-go. I can't test it like that.
Dude, knock on wood, my stomach's still doing pretty good.
That's good. Yeah, you handled that one. I was very impressed. Actually, with Griff, too. He did very well.
Yeah.
I think he does have an iron stomach, though. I think he... Well, yeah. I don't know. Do you think you have more iron stomach than him? What makes you have an iron stomach?
I honestly have no idea. Probably eating like trash my entire life. You know, my body's just... my Super Bowl diet. My body's just kind of used to it. And, yeah, you know, not the healthiest eater.
No, I get that. But I think my stomach and gut and all those, I think it needed a reset for a long time. I'm actually doing that right now as we speak.
Going through a cleanse?
Well, not a cleanse, but I'm doing a kind of a little gut health probiotic cycle, I guess. Like 15-day cycle, yeah.
Oh, tell me how that goes.
Every once in a while, I got a reset. Well, I did it a year and a half ago.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did it right before. I just get to a point where I can tell that
something's off.
Well, I know for a fact because my body's pretty clear about my digest. So you know me. So I fast for most of the day and then I eat and then whatever. But I get my digestion's weird. I'm very much my body's on a digestion cycle.
Yeah.
Not that we need to get into the weeds on that, but if that gets thrown off, I know something's going on. But eventually that cycle gets to a point where I'm like, this cycle isn't right. We need to kind of hit the reset button a little bit.
Huh.
And for me, it is best to do this kind of probiotic cycle, I guess you would say. It's not really a cycle, but I've tried a few different probiotics, and the one that I'm on now I think works the best. So I did it right before I left the country about a year and a half ago because I was afraid that I'm going to go out of the country. I'm going to eat all this seafood.
Yeah.
And delicious, but food that's just going to wreck me. And the last thing you want to do is be on a beautiful, wonderful vacation and just be feeling terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really did help me. Maybe it was just placebo. I don't know, but we're going for the second round right now as we speak.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't care about placebo because if it has an effect, it has an effect.
That's true.
It makes me feel better, I don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I could care less.
Well,
the way I feel.
Yeah, if you're ever interested, after this, maybe I can show you what at least what I'm doing. But yeah, I think it works. We're seeing. I think I'm day 5 right now. So I got another 10 okay. days. But yeah, okay. It's cool. You just gotta be able to take some pills. That's all.
You ever done a cleanse before this?
No, and see, that's the thing is, I wouldn't even classify this as a cleanse. I'm not really doing anything. Just
gut restart?
For me.
Okay.
See, I don't even know if that's really, if you would classify that for anybody else, but for me, I just did it as a test a couple years ago, and I think that that's what happened.
Okay.
So I'm doing it again to check that out.
Yeah.
But.
Confirm?
Yeah. So no, but to answer your question, no. There was one time where I tried doing, I guess it's a cleanse, but I tried doing a week or so of that special kind of tea that makes you shit.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. I found out I can't drink tea. I'm not a tea person.
Neither
I don't know how
am
people
I,
drink
dude.
Tea.
Like,
I think it was the tea thing.
Okay, but like, let's go back to this tea thing.
Yeah.
I can't do it, man.
Neither can I.
Like, I know people that just, that's all they drink pretty much is tea, and they love it. Like, it's just so bland. And then if you get sweet tea, I fucking hate sweet tea more than regular tea.
Okay.
Like, sweet tea is just fucking syrup in a straw.
Yeah. Well, are you talking cold? Are we talking cold or hot?
Cold.
Okay,
cold. I know you're probably talking hot.
At first,
like,
but...
any teas, really.
I got you.
Piss me off.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. Let's stick with the hot for a second, right? Every once in a while, especially when it's cold outside, right? It's nice to switch up with some tea. My thing is, I'll put a little bit of, you know, whatever, stevia or fake sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem is I can't ever drink the whole cup. I get about, you know, 6-7 drinks in, sips in.
Mm-hmm.
This is nice. This is good. But after that,
you're just done.
I just can't. It's almost too much. You know what it's like for me being a coffee drinker? It's me.
Yeah.
Everybody know. I think everybody who drinks coffee consistently knows what their coffee limit is. For me, it is in the morning. Usually it's 2 full cups. If I get to that, if I down that third cup,
you're jittery.
I just start feeling a little queasy, a little weird. Not caffeine rush. I just don't feel good.
Gotcha.
Maybe that is a caffeine rush.
No, I've been there.
But for tea, I start getting that feeling only a few drinks in, and it's not a good, like, because, you know, there's some teas out there that have a whole bunch of caffeine, you know?
Oh yeah.
Well, actually a lot of them, I guess. Mostly.
Yeah.
I don't get the caffeine rush though. I just get the feeling
of the queasy.
Like, oh, I don't want this anymore. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now on the flip side, cold tea. I'm with you, by the way. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know how people drink regular tea, but super sweet tea is like, whoa. But I will say this. I was recently introduced to all my Quick Trip fans out there. Apparently, I didn't know this, but like when you go to the fountain soda section, on both sides of the fountain soda are 4 different kinds of fresh brewed tea.
Oh, yeah.
And they got some funky shit like papaya, mango, and peach. But I had never known that before. So if I'm really feeling kind of weird, you know, I'll hit one of those up, the really fruity ones.
Yeah.
And it's a nice little game changer, but that is like a once every while type of thing.
And like, I will drink Arnold Palmer's.
Okay.
And John Daly's. I just can't do tea alone.
What's the Daly?
John Daly?
Yeah, yeah.
It's an Arnold Palmer with vodka.
I was going to say it has to have alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'll fuck with. But just tea by itself, nah, I'm out.
What about, were you ever a fan of the tea-flavored alcohol? You know, like the old Jeremiah Weeds and all those kinds of things that was tea and vodka, like mixed or infused or anything like that?
Nah.
Or, you know, back in the day, Burnett's that was tea flavored or whatever.
God.
Any alcohol.
No, I know Jeremiah Weed had its day. Like,
it definitely did.
Like 6-7 years ago.
It had a come up for sure.
It had a big come up, but never got into it. I'd rather just like whiskey coke or something like that.
Why haven't companies made an alcoholic version of the Arnold Palmer? Or do you think, or is that a thing? It has to be a thing, right?
Well, like you can't call it an Arnold Palmer.
No, I know, but just the pre-mixture of this is tea and lemonade in a vodka bottle, basically. Like, our vodka is mixed in with this.
I think like a Twisted Tea
has
that.
Somebody
has
to, right?
But it's not like, you know, like just a vodka, like you can buy off the shelf.
Yeah.
I don't think they have that.
I got you.
I wonder if like the flavors just don't mix well because, you know, they're using like artificial lemon and tea. So
yeah, you're probably right about that.
Probably doesn't come out that great.
Yeah. So the tea people out there, man, shout out to you guys. The interesting thing though is that there's a shit ton of different teas. That is the one thing that I find very interesting is that tea has been around for so long and ingrained in so many cultures, deep in cultures.
Yeah.
That there's so many different teas that you don't even know about. I mean,
it's crazy.
All the like, you know, the different, just ancient Asia, you know, all different communities and cultures over there with all the teas and everything. Like, that's pretty sweet. So, I don't know. Maybe I need to expand, Keith. Maybe that's what
maybe you need to find the tea for you.
Yeah.
I think I need to find the tea for me.
Can I ask you a side question real quick?
Yeah, what's up?
So, we both drink coffee. I think we've talked about this before, but refresh me. When it comes to coffee for you, do you have a special kind or blend or brewing type or method or I mean, are you a light, medium, dark roast? Does it matter? I know what your technique is, but does any of that matter to you at all? Even if you're not at work and it's a Saturday morning and you're having a nice cup, you know, I don't know, on your front porch or something.
I mean, honestly, I really don't care.
That's what I thought.
The most generic coffee, medium roast, something.
Gotcha.
Every so often, like, for some reason, I'm at Target in the morning. I have to go to the Starbucks.
Okay.
Get me a Pike's Peak.
Okay.
That would probably be as fancy as I go as Starbucks, gotcha. Pike's Peak, and that's about it.
That's what I thought. I thought you were going to say something. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever tried kombucha?
Yes. I love kombucha.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never tried it.
Really?
I've been thinking about trying it.
There's some gut health biomes going on.
Yeah,
right,
that's
there.
What I thought. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. You never tried it?
No, never.
Why not?
Because
it's expensive.
Well, it's not that, but I don't think I've ever had the thought while in the grocery store.
So,
like, I always hear people talking about it.
Yeah.
And I never, like, go to the grocery store to seek it out. Let's put it that way.
I
never, like, run into it because I don't go down the drink aisle.
Okay.
In the grocery store.
I get that.
You know, like,
I get that.
Because I don't drink soda and, like, I'll get my bottled water from somewhere else. And I've been trying to get away from bottled water as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to, you know, go green.
No,
a little
that.
Bit greener.
Yeah, same.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think you would like it. It's got a little bit of a funky bite to it, but after you drink a couple, it's just new. It's just like, to me, it's just a new bite.
Okay.
But kombucha is another interesting thing because that's one that people, you know, really can, it's almost not like coffee, but kind of more like tea. Like, you can make your own kombucha and you can, people kind of add their own flares to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now there's more places popping up, at least here in St. Louis, I think. I know there's one right down the street from my work where it's actually this really cool, like the most, I don't even want to say hipster, but like legitimate hippie place.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it, but they have their own kombucha that they make, which is awesome. They have all these shakes and stuff, but they even go a step further and do like really funky stuff. Like the last time I was in there, they have cayenne pepper shots.
Oh.
It's like a shot of cayenne pepper juice.
Uh-uh.
And it is delicious. It wakes you up. I mean, you want to talk about a caffeine shot? No, man. Let me buy a bottle of this cayenne pepper shots. I'm telling you, it was amazing. It was so good. And it's not like what you think where you're going to be like the Ghost Reaper chip or whatever it is. It's not like that. It's just a nice little kick. And then all of a sudden your body just takes up another level. It's really weird.
Well,
weird stuff like that we don't ever drink, I feel like.
Well, when you fucking take a shot of cayenne pepper juice, your body probably goes into like fight mode.
It's ready to roll, man.
Get a little adrenaline rush, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's ready to go. So I don't know. But yeah.
That's not the worst idea.
I think you should definitely.
That sounds pretty cool.
You should definitely try out some kombucha for sure. Do you like pomegranate? Things flavored pomegranate?
Yeah.
That's like majority of kombucha. I feel like pomegranate, but
okay,
it's good, man.
Yeah. I can fuck with that. Yeah,
try it and let me know because. The thing is, the good thing about kombucha is, at least for me personally, I can't drink it that much because it is kind of funky and it hits you a little bit different. I think a kombucha is not something that you're just going to be able to chug like a Gatorade.
Okay.
But you also don't sip it like it's tea. It's like a medium drink where it's like like for me, I can't drink a whole bottle of it at once. I almost always put it back in the fridge and it's like a 2 or 3 serving thing.
Oh,
just
because
is it
heavy?
And it's not heavy, but it's just, I don't know. I think
it hits you different.
Yeah, I think it just is. Yeah, I can't really explain it well, but okay. It does. It just hits you a little different.
Okay.
Me. But I think you'd like it.
Yeah, I'll try it for sure.
Good, 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 good.
Let's go seek it out.
What else is going on, man? Anything happening?
You know, nothing really. Got a bachelor party this weekend after this. This will be the second time I've ever been on a bachelor party in the city of St. Louis. So it's kind of different. Last year, I went on my cousin's bachelor party. He's from Kansas City, but he came in here, and we did like a whole weekend here, which was actually a blast. It's rare to be a tourist in your own city.
Yeah,
so sure. We went and we stayed at Union Station Hotel.
Nice.
And did a Cards Cubs game, which was awesome. Cardinals ended up winning that one. And then him and his friends, he played college baseball. So he's got friends from all over the place and they all came in and everything. So there was a bunch of different personalities that had never seen St. Louis. So me and my brother kind of took it upon ourselves to show them around a little bit. And
yeah.
I hope they had a good time. I think they had a good time, but it was strange, like being a tourist in your own city.
Yeah, no.
But it was a lot of fun though.
That's cool.
It was a whole lot of fun. I have a feeling this bachelor party is not going to go that way, but.
Well, because you're dealing with people that know the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. I get that for sure. I was kind of the same thing. We had some out-of-town people that for work, and we were kind of, you know, they were staying downtown at the Westin, and they're kind of just saying, hey, you know, we're only here for a night or whatever, anything. And, you know, it's interesting, even though you're not throwing out huge things, but you know, you're right across from the ballpark, you're right across from a couple of good restaurants, you know, just and then you start thinking like, that's weird. You know, I'm talking to these people.
I never go to these places.
Like I don't really go down there, but you know, we do sometimes, but not just to be like, oh, it's a random Wednesday night, let's go down to ballpark.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously if you got like a Blues game or a Cards game or something,
yeah.
Sure. But yeah, so I definitely get what you're saying. It's too bad, though, that you guys didn't have that now at Union Station with all the huge revamp down there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, prices would have definitely gone up, but I mean, it was a blast.
I bet that hotel's got to be rocking now, right?
I would hope so.
I mean, did they redo all the... They had to have redone the hotel and stuff too, right? Or did it... When you were there, did you think that it needed to be redone? I've never been inside of that, ever.
I mean, you can tell it's a little dated,
for
but
sure.
I mean, I don't stay in the nicest of hotels whenever I travel, so
yeah,
it's not like...
You're definitely not bougie.
I wouldn't know what a extremely nice hotel is.
Yeah. No, I get you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so one of those things.
Other than that, you got anything else?
Maybe that'll be a New Year's resolution. Explore my own city more.
I think that's always a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. I feel like I don't do it enough.
The one thing I agree, because here's the thing. This is what I always catch myself saying and doing. When I go somewhere else, like for example, you know, last year I went to Salt Lake City. The year before that we were in Denver. You know, just random places. But when I go to these places, we're like, what do we do? And if we have a day, like a whole day, and we're not, you know, like Salt Lake City, we went specifically to be outside and camping. Hiking and all this shit. But if we're not doing that, like all the other places that we go, I usually do some kind of, I don't know, I guess you could call it like we just kind of walk around and we just do like a brewery. We hop from brewery to brewery or whatever. And
yeah.
I just don't do that here ever. And with all the great breweries that we have, I guess it's just because we're just used to going. For me, my excuse is I am just used to going into any grocery store and just buying that beer.
Yeah.
But it's obviously much more of
an
cool
experience.
To hop around for them. But the things that I do when I'm out of town are things that I definitely can but don't do even when I'm here. Like, yeah, like you give me a whole Saturday here in St. Louis, I'm not going to do anything like what I would do if you gave me a whole Saturday in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I don't know why that is. I need to get better about that myself.
I think it's the fact that you're at home and you can just relax.
Yeah, that's for sure what it is. But still, though, it's like, Why not?
I guess. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to try and do more of that this year.
Yeah. I like that. That's good. Let's see. Keith, I wish I had some good stuff for you, man. I don't really have too much.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we just kind of, you know, been doing the same old stuff around here. You know, maybe when we get Griff, I know Griff just got back from a big trip, so I'm excited for him to get back in here and talk about that. And maybe we'll get Foshi back in here too, because he's, I think, on his way home right now as we speak from Jamaica. He's been in Jamaica for a week, so
yeah,
I'm sure he's got some stuff too. So maybe we can pick their brains a little bit, get a little winter, you know, these winter trips must be nice.
Yeah,
man. I've always wondered. That's one thing I've never done. I've never gone to a nice, warm, even tropical climate during our winter. I've never gone anywhere during our winter that wasn't similar.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah. I have never done it either, actually. That would be a lot of fun, actually.
I think, now that I think about that, I think the only traveling I've ever done during the winter is to Ohio, but that wasn't, like, too far off of what...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of the same, so I don't know.
No.
All right, Keith, well, you got anything else, or you want to get into some weirdness, man?
Let's just go... Wow.
What's that? You okay?
Yeah, dude. I think I'm having mini strokes over here, man. I have no idea what's going on. No, let's get into some weirdness.
All right, let's do that.
Wow,
let's say what up to the Going Up Topic podcast first, and then we'll get into some weird stuff.
What's going on, everybody? Kyle Fauché here from the Going Off Topic podcast, part of the Anything But Credible network. Do you love media? Have you ever thought about your all-action team? What about if you had to choose between Will Smith's movies or his music? What media would you take with you from 1997? Have you ever pictured two actors switching roles in an alternate dimension? These are just some of the topics you will hear on the Going Off Topic podcast. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts and on social media. On Facebook at Going Off Topic with Kyle Fauché, on Twitter at Going_Off_Topic, and on the new Instagram, Going Off Topic Podcast. Also find all the blogs and previous episodes on anythingbutcredible.com. Until next time, keep it off topic.
All right, Keith, let's get into some weirdness, man. I don't really have too much, but I did want to start because I do have something that I think could continue the conversation a little bit more than just a regular story. And I know you're going to be familiar with this because you are much more of a Reddit person than me.
Okay.
But as I was searching for the weirdness, I came across an article that the Huffington Post does, but I guess sometimes they will take and highlight the Reddit thread of shower thoughts.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Are you familiar with the shower thoughts?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I just kind of wanted to read a few to you. I'm sure you've probably heard them, and this is just great stuff. These are the kind of things that I personally love because it's just so simple, but so stupid, but also sometimes completely really accurate. And I just thought maybe we could go through a couple of them and just kind of see what we thought.
Let's do it.
What do you think? All right. So, okay. Here's one that I think is interesting, especially somebody who I actually work in a building with, a very tall building with elevators all the time. It says, if elevators hadn't been invented, all the CEOs and important people would have their offices on the first floor as a sign of status instead of being at the top floor, which is now a sign of status. What do you think about that?
I mean, it's wild to think about, but
it's true though. You wouldn't go
true.
Up the stairs.
Yeah.
But why? Yeah. Why is it so important to get at the top? Is it just the view?
It's gotta be the view.
I don't know. Or do you think it's really just a symbol of you're technically looking down on all the floors below you?
I've never understood it, to be honest with you.
Neither have I. I really haven't.
Why is that the most desirable floor for, like, executives?
Not even that, though. I mean, look at all the penthouse suites. They're always at the top.
Yeah. Like, bro, I'd rather be chilling on the bottom.
I think the other thing,
right out.
Well, I think that's true. But I think there's another, this weird thing of no one is on top of you. So you have the least amount of neighbors, technically.
Yeah, I guess.
But I don't know if that's really even plays into the equation. That might just be me thinking about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand that, though. I don't understand that at all.
Oh. This next one says, if it weren't for movies, the average person would probably have no idea what an elevator shaft looks like. This is one I actually don't agree with. I don't know about you, but I've definitely seen elevators being like worked on and stuff that the doors are open. I get what they're thinking, but I'm not with you on
that
one.
I've seen a lot of elevator shafts. Yeah.
Here you go. Some parking spaces make more money in an hour than a worker on minimum wage. That I know is for a fact. That's actually kind of wild to think about.
That That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, they rob you on those parking spaces, man.
It's crazy.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. And especially now, so smart of them, right? But they've made all, everything's mobile now. You can get on the app, you can card it. You just keep hitting that button, you know, before you know it. I mean, it's something crazy, like 25 cents for some, where I work, it's like 20, it's like a quarter for something stupid, like 5 minutes. No joke.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And I bet you there's so many other places that are so much worse. Like, the first place I think of is just somewhere crazy like Chicago.
I think New York.
Yeah. Well, people even, I guess people park at those.
Yeah, I also.
Do they have meters? Because I don't know, I guess.
Well, I always think of like the parking spots you rent out monthly in like garages next to buildings.
Yeah.
That's what I always go to, because we had a couple buddies that worked down at the courthouse and they had to rent parking spots. And it was like in their monthly budget. It was a ridiculous number. And we don't live in that big of a city.
Right.
And they were paying, I think it was like $100-something a month.
Yeah, that's what,
just to park in a parking spot.
That's like a huge one. Before we came where we are now, I was looking at all over the place for downtown lofts or apartments. And that's a huge addition. If you can get a loft or somewhere downtown where the parking is not only included, almost, it's very rare, but if it's lower than like $50 a month, that's like a huge bonus.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought that was so wild. You know, the other thing I thought about all the time, like, why, who was it or who is it that the geniuses out there who just literally bought a fucking parking lot? Literally just own a, like, there are places downtown, especially that are not necessarily really close to Enterprise.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that there's a lot of parking lots over by the Dome.
Oh,
that
yeah.
are literally just parking lots. Somebody owns those things. And they literally just make, I would love to see what somebody's.
Oh, it's got to be ridiculous, annual, right?
Yeah. Oh, so crazy.
Because.
How did you jump on that?
Dude, I would love to own a parking lot. I feel like maintenance on a parking lot has to be little to nothing.
Yeah. How often do you have to paint?
You even paint?
I mean, maybe once.
I mean, fuck it. Just make sure it's well lit for people.
Yeah. You get some.
That's about it. Yeah.
The other thing is, I just feel like if somebody would have came to me 15 years ago and said,
like, dude,
hey, I got this parking lot, I'd be like, I'm not buying a fucking parking lot.
Oh no, dude.
I'm just not smart enough. That's what I'm getting at.
I've been on this parking lot game for a while.
Oh, dude. Really?
Because I always see like those random spots downtown that are just asphalt. Asphalt parking lots, they charge $20 to park there. And they fill it up.
Well, not
every single time.
Even a step further than that, there's those ones that were for the cards game, because you know the cards.
Yeah,
you
that's what I'm saying.
But even those, what about the ones that are just pure gravel? I mean, it's just like, I don't even want to put the time.
Yeah.
Who needs the money to actually to lay concrete or asphalt?
And they're making fucking
buku
money.
And it's a lot that they're fitting probably double the amount of cars in there. Oh, just squeeze in there.
Oh, like, yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, you know yeah. I mean? Just get out your sunroof. You'll be okay.
Yeah, like,
you know.
Man, that's one thing. I've always thought that. That'd be, what a crazy investment. Like, what if you were just some guy that owned 20 parking lots downtown?
Yeah.
You'd be
a very wealthy man, I bet.
Be insane.
And like, what do you have to pay for? You got to pay for the dude that flags the cars down, and then you have to pay for the security all night? That's probably the same dude that flags the cars in?
Yeah. Or you just get whatever the system is that the parking garages have, and you set up a deal with the police, and you have a cop watch it.
Yeah.
You know? And like, okay, you know, whatever. I'll do that.
Pretty easy.
For sure.
Just get a secondary cop and, you know, give them some cash.
Yeah.
Or money. Or a paycheck, I should say.
Right. Well, I got what you're saying. Yeah.
Not cash.
Yeah, just throw it on the table and don't tax it either. You just give it, hand it to them back.
No. They're paying taxes.
Yeah. Here's another one. This is true. I've thought about this many times, actually. You've probably walked past people you've played video games online with before and didn't realize that. I think that happens all the time, every day, probably.
That's actually really cool
to think about.
But yeah, I mean,
and I bet you
that's probably true.
Here's the thing I think about. I've thought about this a lot. This is probably in all aspects of social media. You probably watch somebody's TikTok that 3 days later.
Because
you're a big TikTok person.
I am a big
threw that in there.
TikToker.
You probably watched, or like that wrestling guy, that YouTube guy that you love that jumps on stuff. He probably walked past you.
Superhuman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would know him if you walked past them.
Oh, I would know Superhuman.
The other thing I think is funny is that, like, the other thing to me is there are professional athletes in other sports, not the big three or four, whatever you want to call it, but other sports that have walked by us 100 times that we didn't know. I mean, I've seen people
right.
Where I work, is where a lot of blues players work. And I've witnessed blues players just casually walking down the street and people just not even notice. And I'm across the street just thinking,
how the fuck do you not know
that? People know that Steiner just walking right by him right now. Yeah. You know, I just like, that's funny. It's interesting.
That is wild to think about.
But so, yeah, I think about this stuff all the time because that's why it makes me worried, because if you're one of those people that gets very aggressive very quickly, you could just rail on somebody online.
Oh, yeah.
And then just not even realize, you know, who knows? Maybe you meet them in person. They're actually like...
Well, everybody's online personality is always...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Keyboard warrior, you know? Well, I'm sure, like, I don't online game much, but, like, I'm sure Xbox, like Call of Duty and shit like that, I'm sure that gets pretty crazy.
Yeah. No, for sure. Okay, here we go. Let's see. When you are cooking with garlic, people always tell you how great it smells, but if you had a garlic-scented candle, people would find that weird and offensive. That's true, but I think, I mean, if you apply heat to a lot of things, it changes the smell and things, right? Is it that simple?
If I walked into, like, a cheese garlic bread house, that would be amazing, honestly. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. How about this? People who are born during the winter probably have more long sleeve shirts than people born in the summer due to birthday gifts.
I guess so.
That's
I mean,
weird.
That makes...
Why are you thinking about that?
It makes sense, yeah.
Here we go. Wet clothes are darker even though water has no color.
Yeah. Are they? They're the same color. They're just wet.
It's this, but well, if you get it gray and then you get it wet, it turns out gray. But are you actually changing you're not changing the color though.
I guess you are though. The color changes.
Yeah. That's interesting, actually.
You know what I mean? Like, the color definitely changes.
You get a different hue of that same color, right? A different tint.
I guess, yeah.
But like, are you actually changing the color or you're just applying. Water. Well, that's what they're saying. It's like they're putting clear liquid on it.
Yeah. So
that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. Home is where you know exactly how far to turn the knob to get a perfect temperature shower.
Yeah.
I get that. Because it's one of the things that I struggle with a lot of times is hotels and Airbnbs. Like the shower situation. Especially with Airbnbs. You talk about people's personal showers.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting, because here's the one thing. We've talked about this before in this podcast. I know for a fact we have. There is a very big difference between, like, the circular knob shower handles.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, the ones that I have that are actually, like, L-shaped handles, or the ones that are pull out, or the ones that are really goofy where you pull out and you, like, go to a diagonal. Like,
yeah.
All of that pulling out and turning, it does change the...
Yeah, I agree.
Process.
But like whenever I go to like a hotel shower, an Airbnb shower, and it's the single handle setup, you don't get the two handles you can adjust. I always go to the same spot as I do at home, and then that's where I base it off of.
Because you have one? Is that how you...
Yeah, that's how mine is at home. I got the single handle, and I'll go over that way. And... if it doesn't automatically, if it's not just a shower, if it's like a shower bath combo, I always... Do you run the water through the bath before you go through the shower?
To
test it?
Yes. I was just going to say, one of my most simple, stupid, but most infuriating things in life is when you turn that water on and somebody has that little, the switch up and it comes out of the shower head, because that's cold water hits. Man, I'm like instant fight mode.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really not that big of a deal. But I don't know. You know, I'm like leaning over the tub. Here, by the way, people who are thinking, what are you guys talking about? Yeah, we're not, at least I am. I'm going to speak for myself. Okay. I'm not rich enough to have a bathroom yet where I don't have a step-in tub.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not balling like that where you just have a straight walk-in, no-step shower. That's a goal for me, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah, it's definitely a goal. That's like a master bedroom.
All these city houses around here, they all got that same, you got to step into that shower.
Oh, yeah.
People love baths that much?
I think it's like more for children.
Yeah,
because all city houses usually don't have like a master bathroom.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, sorry, I cut you off. Keep going.
No, you're fine. I always just work off of that. Well, exactly where I put it at home, that's what I work off of. That's what I base all of my shower habits off of, or my temperature.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think I'm the same way. And then I also get this weird thing where I sometimes, every once in a while, they come around, they actually turn the other way, and that freaks me out.
Like, oh, the hot and cold. That's always weird. Because
I tell you right now, I hate getting in a shower and it just being so cold. I don't know why. I don't know why.
No,
it just
I agree. Yeah.
But I've also this weird thing where, because here's the thing, I know people and I've lived with people who not only let the shower start the shower from the shower head, but that's they run it from the shower head. Like me and you, it sounds like we both do the same thing where we run it for a few minutes to get warm, but out of the actual spout, the bath spout.
The bath spout. Yeah.
Not the shower head.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, that's insane.
I bet you, hot take right here, I bet you majority of people who have a bathtub in run it out of the shower head. Do you think? Instead of the spout.
I've never done it that way.
Neither have I. Ever.
I've never done it that way. That I mean, I could see why, but I don't
see one reason why. Why? Why would you want to do it?
I don't know.
Because then you have to have the curtain closed. It also, I have this weird thing with some people just don't care that the shower curtains. Now, I'm not saying you take a shower with it open, but they'll just leave it a little bit open, or they're getting in and out with the. I'm like, I hate water getting everywhere. It's just like freaks me out. I don't know why.
Yeah, weird thing. I feel like if enough gets on the floor, like I'm gonna have to clean that up before it becomes an issue. So why not trap it where it needs to go?
Yeah.
Down the fucking drain.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Here you go. Every time you hear I walked into a bar joke, you imagine the same bar every time. Is this true? You're a joke guy. Is that true?
No, for me.
I feel like I kind of do, but I don't really hear that many walk into a bar jokes.
So, every time I hear I walked into a bar joke, I always think, ouch. And I think of a guy walking into some sort of beam or that's pole.
That's even worse.
Yeah. Man. So I walk into a bar last night, right?
Oh my God.
Ouch.
Here's a good one. This one I can apply to me. You're never aware of how much noise your house makes until the power goes out. That's real. That's real.
See, I sit in silence a lot. Like it sounds weird. It sounds really weird. I know. But like, I'll have the TV on in the background on like YouTube or Netflix, and I'll be browsing on my phone, doing something on my phone. And once the video stops and it's like starting to ask you, like, you still there? Like, sometimes I'll sit there for a half an hour. It depends on what I'm doing on my phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
And like, I'm listening to noises around my house.
I can respect that. I do. For me, it's not even necessarily when the power goes out, but I'm with you because I notice when it's just quiet and the TV's out and there's nothing on. Then I realize, God damn, these floors are way squeakier than I thought.
Yeah.
Or damn, this, I don't know, toilet flushes super loud. Especially, here's the real key. When you have somebody sleeping on the same floor that you're doing all these things. Like, so all the power, all the TV's off and all that stuff. And let's say your significant other is just sleeping and you're trying to be quiet. That's when you're trying to be quiet. That's when you notice how loud everything is. Like, God damn, this house is
it's like, fucking loud.
I'll tell you right now, this house we're recording right now, every single inch of the floor squeaks. It has different amount of squeaks and different sounds, but every one of it squeaks a little
bit. That's every older wooden floor though.
That's true. But it's like, I guess, you know, we've been here for a few years now. I guess I never really noticed it until this year that we're not. And I don't know if that's just me being crazy, but.
No, probably not, but
I think I just realized, like, or maybe it's just getting worse. You know, I don't know.
That's also a possibility.
Yeah. All right, Keith, last one. Here we go. And then we'll move on. You know, you've made it in life when all your bills are paid with auto pay. Would you agree with that?
I don't know why you'd pay your bills with auto pay. That's ridiculous.
I actually agree with you 100%. I was just going to, I have to disagree with this completely.
Yeah. Like, I pay all my bills on time, but I refuse to do any of them auto pay because I want to see if I'm getting screwed.
100%.
Because like cable companies screw you.
100%.
Every time. Like it's fucked up when you think about like the only ones I have on autopay are like Netflix.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be the same price.
Yep.
And guess what? They warn you every single time. Cable company? No. Just some new charges got tacked on. You know, like every time Netflix has gone up from the $10 where I started my subscription, they tell you a lot. Right. It's everywhere. They're warning you, hey, it's going up $2. And guess what? I appreciate that. That's why I'm still subscribed to Netflix.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, you guys are doing some adventurous things. You're doing your own content now. That's going to cost a lot of money. I get it. Here you go. Here's my extra $2. But fucking cable companies? Oh, man. Like, my promotion went up.
Oh, boy.
Or,
oh, boy.
My, no. Hear me out. So, I signed a one-year contract or whatever under the promotion deal. Okay. That 1 year's up. I get it. My bill jumped $20 or whatever. I kept paying it because I'm an honest person. I'm not going to get on the phone immediately and be like, no, I need it back at this rate.
Yep.
Okay, I understand. This is what I signed up for. This is what I bought. But then I think 3 months into that, jumped up $5.
Yeah, miscellaneous fees.
No, Wi-Fi fee. Wi-Fi fee. All I get is internet. That's all. I don't have cable or anything like that. Wi-Fi fee.
Love it.
So that's when I call and I'm like, what's a Wi-Fi fee? Well, rates went up. That's the only explanation I can get.
Just throw a fee in there and just whatever.
Yeah. And I honestly think it's because I pay on time. They do not care about their...
Well, you know, Keith, I don't want to sound like a...
Their subscribers.
I don't want to sound like a theory person here, but here's the... It all comes down to this. The goal is for them to... Like, the goal is to get you to be autopay. Because then you're not going to catch any of that shit.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean? That is their goal.
That sounds super old man-ish, and I get that. But it wouldn't be if it's something like this situation. Like, we know people who call the phone company every month or every couple of months.
Oh, yeah.
And do what you did. And the weird thing is it wouldn't be such a thing if people haven't won, or it happens all the time where that phone company actually says, okay, all right, we'll take it off.
Well, yeah.
They know. You know what I mean? They know.
Like, the whole thing is, like, I knew... After my promotion was done and was going to go up $20 or whatever it was. And I was comfortable with that. I was fine with that. I budgeted for that. But it's when they started tacking on the $5 more. Yeah. That's when it pissed me off for a Wi-Fi fee. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
And I'll speak for you in saying that this is not for the money. You can afford $5.
Yeah.
It's the principle.
No, it's the principle. You're going to start nickel and diming me. I honestly, and I think it's...
For somebody who's been on time.
I think they really do... Do it on purpose to people that always pay on time.
Yeah, because like, you're just going to keep paying. Like,
yeah, he knows what, yeah.
Because they're like, oh, we know Keith, what he looks at is he looks at that end date and then he goes the day before or that day and he just clicks pay.
Yeah.
They're like, we're good. So they're already assuming that you're basically, you might be manually paying, but they're already treating you like an auto payer. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm coming at.
Oh, yeah. They don't reward you for being a good customer.
Yeah, like, what's up with that, man? Why don't all these places and you know, like, credit card, you know, and loans and stuff, like, you have to pay or else you're going to kind of screw yourself.
Yeah.
But, like, what about the places where, you know, I guess technically those phone companies and the cable companies, like, they say we're going to charge you. But realistically, if you read that stuff, they always give you 5 days into the next month or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, why not lower that a couple bucks every, you know, give me $2 off or something stupid if I pay... For 2 months in a row. You know
exactly. I mean?
Like, that's weird.
Well, if I pay on time for a year, I think money should start going off of it.
For sure.
And then it goes back down to the promotional rate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's obvious they can afford it at the promotional rate.
Yeah. And for me, I think it's even more of a personal kind of lunatic-ish way. But I've become to realize as I get older and older how much of a, I don't know what the terminology is, but how much of a kind of checklist person I am. I make a whole lot of lists and I very much am like somebody who needs to write this list out to know what's going on and to check that thing off that list so that I'm like, okay, I've done that.
Yeah.
And for me, that's every month. I couldn't do the auto pay just from the standpoint of knowing, like, I'll still know what my bills are, but I need to know, okay, it's the 13th, that is electric, and it's the 18th, and that is gas.
Yeah.
And I need to, like, I don't know, it's a weird thing that I have where I'm like, I need to go in there and manually do it so that I know that it's done.
Oh, no, I agree.
Yeah.
And, like, I write down the confirmation numbers and everything. Like,
I love it.
Yeah, I write it right there on the bill. So if anybody calls me out on being late or anything, like, no, it's right here.
Yeah, I love it. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, man. That was a lot of weirdness, but what do you got over there?
I got a...
I guess we could have started with that instead of the weirdness. I guess technically that wasn't really weirdness. That was more of just a...
No, I thought it was pretty cool. How much do you love the Denver Nuggets?
Almost as much as the St. Louis Blues. They're like right there. They're right there.
Okay, so we're going to go over to England, and an English soccer fan loved Norwich City so much he left $130 in his will to buy the players a round of drinks after he died.
Wow, that is legendary.
Yeah, and
wow.
The team actually put up on Instagram a picture of all of them having a pint on this fan. Which was really cool. Barry Greaves.
Shout out.
Yeah, left £100 in his will so the struggling Premier League club's players could have a drink on him.
I love that so much.
Yeah, and...
That might be the one of the most boss moves I've ever heard of in my life.
I think it's awesome. And then they posted a picture on Twitter as well, and it's all of them. I guess paying their respects to this guy.
I really love that.
Yeah, I think that's a cool move.
Because as a player, man, that is the ultimate respect. Like, I didn't even think about that as a level of respect, but that has to be to put something in your dying will.
Yeah,
has to be the most ultimate level of respect. Especially for strangers, like legitimate strangers that you don't know, but it's just the love of fandom. I mean, that's just like a whole nother level. I love that.
Dude, fandom does crazy things people, man. But
wouldn't you say that's the ultimate level right there? I mean, that's like a combination of fandom and respect. It's just like pure love, man.
This guy and then the Boston Celtics fan that got stuffed playing NBA 2K.
What?
You don't remember that story?
Oh, yeah. What would they call those? Those like when you pose for your funeral? Yeah,
that was so weird.
That's right.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
He was playing 2K in his Celtics jersey. So this guy and that guy.
I just feel like...
taxidermy.
I mean, just think about... You've passed on, but you've just bought the St. Louis Blues. And just think that's the year. Maybe we died last year, and we've bought the... And they just so happened to win the Stanley Cup.
Oh,
and
now
they're drinking a celebratory beer on a dime from your will. I mean, that is just...
It's
legendary, man.
It is.
I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
No, this guy's a badass. Yeah, dude, for real.
That is a move that's unheard of. The weird thing was orchestrating a way to make sure that it actually happens. I don't know how that works.
Who's the person
who actually orchestrates that to say like this is actually like we're gonna get together and everyone's going to legitimately spend this money instead of just giving the money to the team and saying like this is what it is. Because that looked like they actually made an event out of it, which is what it should be.
I'm guessing this guy...
That would be my biggest worry.
Had season tickets. He was a super fan. And like all the players, like current players probably knew him. Probably, you know, veteran players knew him.
I mean, we know some people that would do this, man. We know a couple people pop in our head right now for the Blues that would be down 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I think...
It's already in there.
I think it's a great idea, man. I really do. I really love it.
Yeah.
I really love it. Yeah. But I will say this. I will admit this. This is the first time I've ever said this. I wouldn't do it for the Nuggets, but I would 1,000% do it for the Blues.
Yeah, really?
1,000%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That'd be badass.
I wouldn't do it for the Nuggets, though. There's a lot of things that a few things that I wouldn't do for the Nuggets, but this is one of them.
Okay. Yeah.
I love that, though.
Fair enough.
What else you got over there?
There was one tortoise named Diego that saved the entire species by himself.
Yeah, I actually heard about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Diego impregnated a bunch of females of his species and carried on the entire species. It went from endangered to whatever close to non-endangerment is.
Yeah, did they say how many? How many people he knocked out? How many?
12 females.
Turtles?
There was only 12 females left. So
that's amazing.
Only 12, and now they're up to 2,000 tortoises.
That's crazy, because first of all, turtles have a bunch of babies at once. I know not all of them make it, but they have a lot.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, if I remember correctly, he was like 130 years old, right? He was like really old, over 100.
He was an old man, yeah.
That, imagine 130 years old. And then, so I don't know how long tortoises, like what they live. I'm assuming that he's probably towards the end of his lifespan. So imagine being on the way out, and then not only are you about to go out, but then you just turn around with a legitimate species-saving journey. I mean,
he's 100 years old.
Oh, 100?
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, very.
Do we know how long tortoises usually last?
I know a long time. I'm thinking around 150.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Sounds
right. But imagine that. Imagine us just being on the last leg of life and you do something to save the human race.
Oh, yeah, that would be it.
I mean, that's what everybody dreams about. Diego is out there just living it.
He is.
Good for him. He's doing his thing. Did it say where Diego resides or where he? I mean, where's Diego doing?
Where's Diego from?
Yeah, like where's Diego saving the world at? Is my question.
The Galapagos Islands,
dude. Oh yeah, there's a lot of turtles over there. Actually, yeah, we've talked about it before. That's amazing. Good for him.
Yep.
Good for him, Diego.
Shout out.
My last thing that I have here is from Vice News. Actually, Vermont man takes revenge on a town board with a 700-pound statue of a middle finger.
Oh, wow.
This guy was so mad at his town, I guess, that mm-hmm. he literally just built this huge middle finger and like put a light on it, put a stand. Check this out.
Good for him.
Todd Pelkey, shout out to you. He apparently has had a decade-long feud with the local officials, reached his spiteful new heights on November 30th, which was only like a month ago. He had sold a statue on a high pole in his front yard near Route 128 after his request to relocate his, I don't know what this word is, Keith, monofilament cleaning and truck repair business from a nearby town to his own property was denied. They wouldn't let him do it. Pelkey said officials won't let him build the garage simply because they don't like him, and he thought the middle finger was just the right response.
It is.
I mean, I don't know if they didn't give him a good reason. I don't know. Where is this at, by the way? Did I say that? Oh, Vermont?
Yeah.
So apparently this place is called Westford, Vermont. The Westford Select Board and Development Review Board had denied Pelkey's request for the large garage, asserting that his applications did not meet the town standards, which town rules like that are just kind of
the worst.
Anyway, for a variety of reasons, among them, Pelkey's application lacked necessary information about lighting that will likely be needed for security purposes. Ooh, that sounds really sketchy. And did not effectively describe the purpose of the building. I feel like he's trying to have a garage to fix things. I feel like that's what it is.
Plus, if it's in a different town, I don't know how the taxes are in Vermont, but you're not collecting that revenue from this business.
Yeah, that's probably...
I'm totally siding with this guy.
Though billboards are banned in Vermont, didn't know that.
What?
What are you doing, Vermont? Pelkey's middle finger is protected because it isn't advertising a business or a service. Furthermore, the middle finger is a gesture that is generally protected by the First Amendment. So, Pelkey's $4,000 statue, shout out to you for balling on that, seems to fall under the category of public art.
So, it sounds like business is good.
Good for this guy. Yeah, he turned
$4,000 to construct a middle finger because you hate your town. The real question is, why couldn't he just move closer towards his business? But I get it if it's like a family farm or something like that. Like, I totally get that.
I think it's also a principal thing. Like, why do I have to move when it could just
be easier? I'll never understand small town America.
We've definitely talked about some really goofy rules like that.
Yeah.
And even not even that, though. Even if you want to get, not even rural town, but, you know, even here in St. Louis, I know of subdivision rules.
Homeowners association.
Like, one of the dumbest goddamn things ever is these subdivisions. This is a common thing apparently that I talk to people. These subdivisions want to be so uppity, they don't let you park. It's against the rules to park a public commercial working vehicle in your driveway. It's like, what?
Oh yeah.
Why? That makes it, the blue collar job makes us look like we're peasants out here. Like, what is that?
I know this guy. He comes in and works on some of our equipment, and he has to have all his like company tags covered up because of his subdivision, so they can have a plain white panel van sitting there, but they can't have the advertisement of the company.
And what's the reasoning behind that?
I'll never understand.
Yeah, what is that? Is that company is going to demean the overall look of the?
I have no idea.
Oh no! This person worked for a, I don't know, like a a bug spraying company. Oh, they must be trash. Like, what does that mean? You know,
he could own the bug spraying company for all you know. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, what happens when that dickhead down the street needs somebody to spray his bugs? You know what I mean?
Well, that too. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, then you'll use them when you need it. You know, I mean, that's just
no. It's silly.
I get it. Yeah, but especially these towns where it's like, you know, at least a subdivision. It's a smaller sect of people, but you know, you get it to a town with a few thousand people or whatever, and next thing you know, everybody's like, "What?" So shout out to this dude.
Yeah,
he said,
"I dig the middle finger."
I'm out of that. Yeah, I'm out of that. You got anything else, Keith?
No, that was it.
All right, man, that's all I got too. Hey, well, we can get out of here, but I think if we're not going to do the theory, we should probably, like we said, let's end on word of the week.
Yeah, you want to do that? Let's do it. All right, let's educate.
Okay, word of the week. I actually saved one for us. Let me get to it right here. Okay, here we go. We're going to do what we usually do. I'm going to try and pronounce this word, which I usually almost always butcher. And then I'm going to ask Keith what he thinks it means. The word today, as far as I think, is called, pronounced apothem. Apothem. I am going with apothem. Are you ready to check this out, Keith? Let's see how close I was.
Yeah.
Apothem.
Apothem.
I was not correct. Let's do it one more time. Apothem. I said apothem. No, what did I say? I don't even know. Here, let's hear this again.
Apothem.
Apothem.
Keith, apothem is a noun. What do you think apothem is? Or means, I should say.
You know, you got apothem for people.
Yeah, but like, I need a definition, though.
No idea.
Nothing. All right. The first definition is a short, witty, instructive saying. The second one is a terse or brusque instruction. I don't know what either of those words mean. So, if the word has a definition that has words in it that I don't know, I probably don't know the main word. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's an example of apothem. By the way, how do you spell this? You ask. APOTHEGM. That's right. A silent G.
Oh,
not when you see, not every day that you see this.
Yeah.
My grandmother loved to give advice with an apothem, such as an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Oh, okay.
Or an apothem may be clever and easy to remember, but it doesn't always address a full problem. That's a sentence.
Oh, okay.
An apothem is a short and sweet phrase that's supposed to give some sort of life lesson. The life lesson here is to remember that the G is silent when you're pronouncing it. There you go. There's a little.
Here's
a did you know section. Did you know that this tricky word comes from the Greek apathema, meaning to speak out? Watch out for well-meaning advice givers looking to speak out and give you their opinion.
Oh, okay.
That is not who I am, so I am not going to be dishing out any apathems. Apathems? I can't even say it anymore.
Yeah.
All right, Keith. Let's get out of here, man, as we always do. Before that, we will end on some shout-outs. Anybody, anything that you'd like to shout out before we go?
Shout-out to the listeners, and yeah, shout-out to you, Nick.
Thanks, man. Shout-out to you, Keith.
Thanks.
Shout-out to Griff, who can't be here, but, you know, always shout-out to just... It's different having two people talk, but I feel like, you know, we always... We never find a lack of things to talk about. Well, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. It could go either way.
I think it's a good thing.
The other thing for me, man, is shout out to all my winter living people. And what I mean by that is the people who live in like climates, whether it be up north or east, wherever it is that they have the harsh winters, man. Because I'll tell you what, Keith, our winter has not been too bad this year, if you ask me. But I still walk outside and it's only 25, 20-ish degrees out. And it's just every time I feel, oh, this is so terrible. I hate this. And I feel so bad. And I get down in the dumps a little bit. Oh, this is, I hate, let's get over this. But there are people living in so much colder and rougher. It just makes me, sometimes I take a step back and I'm like, I'm complaining about stupid things like my car not taking takes too long to heat up, which
warm
it does.
Up. Yeah,
it takes a really long time to defrost my windows because of that. But then I'm thinking, there's people that just adapt to this lifestyle, and there's people that live in that lifestyle for not even some all year, but a lot of people majority of the year. Whereas we're lucky, we only get a few months out of it.
Yeah.
You know? So shout out to my people out there that are living in
harsh,
the harsh cold climate, man. I'm not talking about you crazy lunatics out there that are out in Alaska and negative. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about just everyday, like, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, where I don't even know, wherever, Green Bay, those people that are just...
Toronto.
Or even over east, you know, in Boston and New York. Like, they get it hard out there, man. So, yeah, shout out to you guys. All right, Keith, let's get out of here, man. As always, we say thank you to everybody. We appreciate you checking in for another week of weirdness. We will see you next time. And in order to get us next time, just hit that subscribe button. That's all it is. Hit us up anywhere that you see us, or I'm sorry, anywhere that you get your podcast, we're there. And then don't forget about the website and email. It's anythingbutcredible.com, anythingbutcredible@gmail.com is the email. And do us a favor, man. Check out Podcast Mo. That's podcastmo.com to check out a whole bunch of good Missouri podcasts. With that, we will see you guys next time. Keith, you got a joke for us, man?
Yeah, the other day, a friend of mine told me a really bad gravity joke. I still fell for it.
That is me every time you tell a joke, and I say to myself immediately after, I should know the punchline. I fall for it. I'm like right on the tip of my tongue, and then you hit me, and every time I have the same reaction. Yeah. That's me.
Feedback.
Am I that person? I'm that person. I'm that person. Yeah, you know. You know.
Well, yeah. Let it right now.